This is Brenda Brim Kruko for the Voice of One Witness, filling in for Billy Brim, and we have a special guest this week, Brother Gene Wiseman.
But we look at Noah from this side of the flood. We look back because we were not there on that side of the flood.
Mm-hmm.
And we look back and we're in a day with all these huge cruise liners and I mean, they're like floating cities out there, you know, these cruise liners. And come a long way since, you know, the knowledge of man there. But when Noah was building that ark in the natural, looking at it through natural eyes, it looked like nothing about that whatsoever was wisdom. I mean, you're saying rain, Noah. It's never rained. You're saying you're building this huge thing that's going to float on the water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was probably some in his day, kind of like there was in Nehemiah's.
Mm-hmm.
You remember they said, what you're building up, the foxes can pull down.
Mm-hmm.
But just thinking that, the balance that God uses does not necessarily appear in the natural eyes. In the natural eyes, many times it doesn't look like wisdom, the real balance. I mean, in the Bible, there's the story about the axe head sinking, and this man holding a stick out over the water, thinking that axe head's going to float again.
Mm-hmm.
And so often when we talk about balances and the divine order, we look at that through the natural. And so often it's not. We can take that even with the woman giving her last handful of meal.
Yes. That's faith, brother. You're just brought in faith. The faith.
Yes.
Like Noah's faith to sit there and obey God and every day build that boat. Every day.
And there was the choice, him listening to the voice of God. And operating in faith with a back to that voice, as what we started on the first day of this week on these broadcasts.
Yes.
I think. But there Noah was, hearing the voice of God. But all the voices of men, the mocking voices.
Yes.
The laughing voices. Voices of ridiculing. Voices of accusation. Name-calling voices.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a voice that Noah held on to. He held on to that voice of God. It's going to rain.
Mm-hmm.
If we can hold on,
yes.
And we can and we will,
yes.
Closing out all the mocking voices, the voices,
yes.
That laugh at us,
yes.
The voices that, you know, mocking and making fun. But if we can hold to the voice of the ages.
Yes, the truth.
That's it.
The glory. Truth. The truth. That voice of God is the truth. And, you know, it goes back to 2 Corinthians, I believe it's chapter, I'm not sure, 10, anyway. It talks about casting down imaginations and those things that come against, you know, this God and come against the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And it's the word of God.
Amen.
That's the truth that casts down those strongholds, those voices of all those things that is coming out that you hear. This is how a family is. This is how, you know, the modern family is, you know, two men and all these voices that are coming out that we hear. But the truth, the word of truth, the sword of the spirit, that voice that Noah heard breaks those strongholds.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah. He said, my sheep know that voice too.
Yes.
You know, it brings to mind a meeting that you and I were in together, the one that Margaret Court spoke in. And I mean, this is a real thought. I wished I knew how to tell our listeners that they could locate the tape of that service that she was doing there at Branson at the Chateau.
Mm-hmm.
And how that she said, many nations, it's the voice it's the voices of the minority.
Yes.
That's really gaining power in the nations.
And she brought how it all begins with a thought. Now, you brought about the thought of God, but on the negative part, it's, you know, how the enemy put a thought on Eve.
Yes.
And look on that one thought, what's happened?
That's true.
To mankind. The fall of mankind for ages and ages. And Jesus, the second Adam, we know, praise God. And he fulfilled, you know, and he was the second Adam and through him. But just think if she hadn't have given thought to that thought.
And a lot of that thought came into her mind. It was not just what there in the garden, what Satan was speaking to her. But it was what she kept her focus on.
Yes.
She was looking, and she began to see a tree to be desired to make one wise. And really, they were looking. You can really say that Adam and Eve, they sold their faith in God's word to wisdom. But it was the wisdom of man.
Yes.
A tree to make, a desire to make one wise. But you know, thanks be unto God, there's a people that's getting their mind focused upon the promises
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
And walking according to, and that's becoming their thought.
Yes, yes, that's right, Brother Wiseman. And that's what we're doing in prayer. And I'll just read that scripture. It is 2 Corinthians 10, and I'll start with 4. Well, I'll start with 3. Or 2, but I beg you, because Brother Wiseman taught on this today, I beg you that when I am present, I may not be bold with that confidence by which I intend to be bold. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty, or in the margin, but are the weapons of our warfare are not flesh, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments in every high thing. And that's what these strongholds are.
Yes, they are.
They're thoughts.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That have exalted itself against the knowledge of God. Mm-hmm. And so when we speak, and this goes back to what you taught on today on Wednesday prayer. You taught on Wednesday prayer, and today is the 24th of April, if you want to go on the archives and look at it. You taught about when we speak the word under the unction of the Holy Ghost.
That's what makes the difference. I'm going to share with them the example that we were using there when you and I were talking, and how that... say a sitting here, you could, Brenda, you could speak a promise, and I could speak the same promise of God, and you would be speaking it, or we'll say I would be speaking that same promise with a nonchalant, non-caring, slothful type manner, and you would speak the promise with a voice of authority, with a voice of power and strength. And that's what really makes the difference. So I would be speaking the same promise of the same word. You would be speaking the same promise, but yet it became reality to you. And what is that? It's the Spirit
yes.
that giveth life to the promise.
Yes, yes.
Now, God's word is alive, but for it to be alive in my life is another thing. And it takes the Spirit of God
yes.
to give life to the word of God in the life of the individual. Now, this brings us back to that love, all right? Without that love, or without that Holy Ghost, then the promise says, I am nothing but sounding brass and tinkling cymbal.
Yes.
But then when I say it with, I love the word you injected was unction.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that's a difficult word to define.
Mm-hmm.
It is a difficult word to define. But it will cause the word of God to become alive in our lives.
Yeah. It It's how we operate, Brother Wiseman. You know, the church, the ecclesia, that's the word, the Greek, or the, yes, the Greek word. We're born of the Spirit.
Yes, we are.
And we have to remember that. It seems like Paul is always reminding us in the scriptures that we are born of the Spirit. Yes. We're of the Spirit. We operate in the Spirit. Our weapons are not of the flesh. They are of the Spirit. Everything that we do is of the Spirit.
Amen.
And so we operate in that place. Even with the Word, we have to operate in the Spirit.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
We're
spirit beings.
Yes.
My daughter asks me sometimes, she says, Daddy, how do you get the scripture? Or how do you get this? Because she's heard me say it a lot, we are begotten of the Word and born of the Spirit. I said, well, right here where Paul said, I have begotten you by the gospel. You know, so that lets me know we're begotten of the Word. We're begotten of the gospel of the Word. But we are born of the Spirit. Now, that's one little thing. That, yes, we are as Jesus is, but I was not really begotten of the Father. I'm begotten of the Father's Word, but I'm born of the Spirit. Yes. So that brings me into the sonship.
Yes.
You know, I just want to share one thing with our listeners, because I know soon our time is going to be up here. But I'll tell you, there's been times in these, doing these broadcasts, that it's been kind of difficult for me to sit in this chair.
Oh, I'm telling you.
When you got to talking about the love of God, I don't remember which day it was this week. I was about to burst into tears. It was, Sister Brenda was just becoming so real. Mm-hmm. God is just using you so tremendously to bring forth the Word of God. You spoke how that you get some of this from your mom, and that's so true. I can see so much of what God's using her in. Using you in the same way, and a lot of it is bringing this old and new together.
And it is, Brother Wiseman. I can talk with my own self. It's a the Holy Spirit is so good. Brother Wiseman is talking about growth, spiritual growth, right, Brother Wiseman?
Yeah.
It's so good. We're all growing from glory to glory, but it's fun to watch the Holy Spirit do this in your life.
Amen.
And the key is, your own flesh is nothing. Your own mind it's nothing. It's Him working through you that makes all the difference in the world.
Oh, glory. Yes, it is.
There's no limit to it.
None.
And as we grow in that and we keep, like it says in Philippians, having the same attitude as Jesus, you know, because of who He is, that's when... that's when I noticed a difference in my life, Brother Wiseman. And there's no pressure, no sweat. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. Shalom.